You might like to turn in your Bible to the Psalm 31 for a moment. And in our study of late, as we're looking at a believer living in this world system, going back to David, whose heart was with God and who walked with God, and God blessed him. And we're, God's helping us with that in his word, by his word, so that we can exercise these truths. For here we are on planet Earth at this particular time in history, to say the least, a very special time. Now, having said that, and we shared together as David walked, God, his steps, think of Psalm 119 and 108 and 5 and that, and God gives light. God is light, and David took steps. That's how we live. That's how we exist. One step at a time, 1 minute at a time. That's all we can live. You can't live 2 minutes at a time. You only can live 1 minute, one step. That's how we live. Now, that's everyone, all humans do the same thing. So do animals. Now, except giraffes that can have big steps. Now, so in the process, here we are, and God, they're all walking as they do in the world, and God has us, believers, to walk with him. And that's God's requirement. Adam and Eve walked with God in the garden, and Noah walked with God, etc., etc., Abraham, etc. So, God, that's what you want. And to walk face to face, face to face. Nothing between. That's how it is, a clear-cut relationship. Direct, person to person, straight on. Now, in Psalm 3:1, we share together my time, David said. My times are in thy hand. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hands of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. And in the light of that, we share together, make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. And there's the word faces we're looking at, face to face. And in the word to shine is the word light, shining light. So make thy face to shine upon me. That's what he wanted. Looking to God, one step at a time. His ways, his steps, God, you're there. His way, he was going down the corridor of time. God's there. My times, all the world's condition, and the universe's conditions, my times are in thy hand. And my time, my turn in history is in thy hand. So as I'm going down, looking to God, and David's going, and he's looking, and God's looking, David's looking. Here's his table set before him, as we shared. But David, you're looking at the table. Well, the table's there. We're looking, going to look at it. But he's looking at God. God, thou art, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So God, as David goes, here's the evil, here's the enemies, here's the darkness, here's the death, here's everything that opposes God, his grace, and his goodness. Everything opposes it. Darkness hates it. And we're supposed to walk in the goodness, light. We're supposed to walk with God in the light. Now, having said that, face to face. Now, David, and what do we know? What else do we know? We did over, if you can, over back over the other way, Psalm 27. And in Psalm 27, we were reminded about David. And David tells us very simply, all over the place, here's just a easy place, Psalm 27 and verse 7. When I heard, well, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, and have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. So David has a heart for God, and he hears God's word, and God said to seek him. And David said, seek ye my face. He heard that. And what did David do? David sought his face. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. You're looking to God, face to face, face to face. Now, as you go down face to face, and here we are in the presence of God, looking to God to deal with our heads and hearts. So we're looking, and we look at God's word, and we look to God's word. Remember Genesis 1, 26 and 27, that you are made, you are created by God to enjoy his creation. Created to enjoy his creation. And in being created to enjoy his creation, he made you in his image and likeness. How are we going to enjoy God? We have to have something going for us more than a kangaroo or a giraffe. We're going to have something. God made us what? In his image and likeness. Now, in doing that, just to remind you, make it easy. Here is a mirror, best I could without getting a big one. This is a mirror. You won't see it back there, maybe. Back there, mirror. And that's a mirror. And we shared about all the places. God, we look to you, James 1, 25, looking into the perfect law of liberty, looking as a mirror with our face looking. And we're looking. As long as we keep looking, we keep seeing ourselves. We keep seeing ourselves. Keep seeing God. God's looking at God's word. Hang on. Looking at God's word. And 2 Corinthians 3 and 16, 17, 18, all over the place. And reminding us we are looking, we're looking, beholding as in a mirror, looking at God's word. The perfect law of liberty, looking at it, and we are being changed. Now, you just read in Psalm 31, God make thy face to shine upon me. And God's word, without going to all that again, here's God's word, and God's word is a light. God is light, and God's word is a light. And for us, so it shines. So God, as we look at your word, what's it going to do? It's going to look at us. And so as we look at God's word, it's his face. Now, when I look at God's word, it's his word. Now, you got the Bible in front of you, and remembering in the original language when it was given, it was straightway, God, Spirit of God delivering it. Boom, 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 boom. No question. That's how you got the Bible. Now, then people had to make translations and copies and 5,000-something copies, and that's how we got this one, putting all those together. Now, so God, here we are. But here we are in the presence of God, and that's the whole point. When we walk with God, we aren't going back in history. When you walk with God, when you're trusting God, when you're looking for God's steps and God's way and God's times, here and now. So, having said that, God, here we are in your presence, and we just read, my times are in thy hands. Now, God, I'm reading it in your presence. You said it. There is no time, past, and future for you. You said it. I'm reading it. You said it. Now, what is that? God, I'm looking to you. That's why I got the Bible, to remind me that God said something. So when I read God said it, I see him. So when I look at God's word, God's word. I'm looking at it. Now, here's my little light, if I can. Here's God's word coming out, if you can use your imagination. Here's God's word. I'm looking at God's word. I'm looking at God's word. And as I look at God's word, I'm going to do it a little different. As I do look at God's word, it's a light. I see the light. And that light, as I look into God's face, I see I'm made to as a mirror. I'm made in his image and likeness, so that as I look in his face, over to Psalm 42, where we were, and remember we shared together in the light of everything for time's sake again, in verse 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted, all upset and anxious? Why disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help, the healing, the saving health of his countenance. The word countenance is the word face. So God, as I look to God, verse 5, as I look to God, I see his face shines. His face is light. Make thy face to shine upon me. So God, as I do that, I see. So it isn't, I'm not in the dark. I'm not in the place of no help. God's an ever-present help. And I'm not in the place, evil and the enemy is all around me. But as I look in his face, and his face shine, make thy face to shine upon me. Verse 11, why art thou cast down? Remember now all the time, you have the, where is thy God? The end of verse 10. In verse 11, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted? Same again, anxious within me. Hope thou in God, for I will yet praise him. Now, what did you learn? Well, when I looked at God's face, it shined. I looked on his face. He had a saving health, a healthiness that saves us. And therefore, as I look here in verse 11, as I'm looking at God's face, health, word, and his face, it does something. And as I'm looking at it in his word, I'm going to go now and turn. I'm going to turn it around, and it's going to come to my face. And my face shines. I look at his face, verse 5. And when I look at his face, my face, the saving health of his face is on my face as I look at his word. And that's what we're talking about, face to face, nothing between. I need to practice that with great oomph, great tenacity. I need to practice it. But I need to understand it so I can practice it. Now, so having said that, I hope that helps a little bit. It's easy. It's for real. I'm looking at God's word. What's it doing? Comes right back to me. Because why? Because God, I'm in your presence. So it isn't my great depth of understanding. No, it isn't at all. In fact, I just wrote that for Jeanette today. Here I am surrounded in my whole life, most of my life, surrounded by thousands of books, literally, and 41 filing cabinets full of thousands and thousands of cards I did, and studies and things I've kept, thousands. I live in an ocean. I live in a wonderful ocean full of knowledge. And all I have is a little cup. And that's all I ever got. But I enjoy living in the ocean. And all I ever get in my little brain and head is a little cup of knowledge. That's all I done got. And I live in it. And you can never have it. buy a space book, a space book. Space, why not? You can't have a watch or anything. You can't do it with that. No, no, you can't. You can't replace the book in front of you. I know you guys say, well, I can push everything, push the buttons, and I can contact China. There's no question. But we aren't trying to contact China. We're trying to contact God. We're trying to stay in the presence of God, aren't we? What's the sense? God's somewhere out there and somewhere, and we're here, and we'll talk, and hopefully God might want to hear us. No, it's nothing like that. So now, God, here we are looking at your wonderful work. Over to 1 John. You know all these things. All I'm trying to do is put them together for you so you see them. Otherwise, you say something, but you don't understand it. And it isn't real. You want to be putting, using here's the water, you want to be getting the water from out here to in here. You want to be believing. I believe. No, not yet. A believer needs to be believing down here. Now, otherwise it isn't there. But you could bring the nicest message. But it has to be, you have to believe it. You have to absorb it. Now, 1 John, you know all these things, but watch it. In 1 John chapter 1, picking up please in verse 5. This then is the message that we heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. So there's no way to be in God's presence face to face and have any darkness. You're just not going to, you aren't going to get it. If there's any darkness, it's on our part. Any lack of understanding, it's on our part. Ignorance, it's on our part. Inability, the reality of something is on our, in the unreality of it to us is on our part, not God's. Now, thus we go to verse 7. But we will walk in the light as he is in the light. And as we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So, here we are walking in the light. We just face to face. We try to illustrate it. And as we walk in the light, we have wonderful fellowship with God. Face to face. Look at verse 3. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. Peter, James, and John, where are you guys? Well, some of us are already home up there in heaven, and we're before God. Here's John's, the last living apostle, still on earth, and he has fellowship. Peter, James, John, Paul, Luke, they're all up there, down here. We're in the same God. We walk at verse 3. We have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. Unique, face-to-face, fellowship. Sliding down to verse 7. What did you read? As we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. But that's because we're in the light. We're looking. And as we do that as a unit, that's why we're here, to practice. God puts it to work for us. So as we're believing and resting in God, a God, the blood of Jesus Christ, is cleansing us from all sin. And so God, we got a low nature, and we can talk about that, and everything. The world around us is against us, and our old nature is against us, and the devil is against us. But God crucified. God went to the cross and died so that he took care of that, so that that isn't going to be a problem. Why can't it be a problem? Well, we do have it. Although everything that's not very good. We done got it. Word, thought, and deed. But it isn't a problem. Why? Because Christ, from his position, crucified us once and for all and forever, and forgave us all our sin. So all the sins we're going to do next week, they have been forgiven. All the sins you did last year have been forgiven. All the sins you're going to do next year are forgiven, if the Lord tarries. They're all forgiven. So that's what we're going to do. We're walking in the light. We're forgiven. So God, you're cleansing us. That's right. How are you cleansing us? With your blood. The shedding of blood, the forgiveness of sins. God, you did it. So what's what we're doing? So God, as we're going. So that's why we're very comfortable walking in the light, as he is in the light. And we look to God, and God goes and does a wonderful thing. As we look to his word, it shines back in us, and his face shining, our face shining. That's what it does. God does it in a wonderful way. We didn't do anything. All we did is believe and walk in the light as he is in the light. And that's all we did. Now God, as we do that, simple as that is, you're just going to be you. Just be you, trusting God with all your heart. Don't try to be anyone else. Just be yourself. As you is, as you are, and trust God with all your heart and believe. God, we aren't doing anything to fix anything. What we're doing is letting God, who's fixed everything, so we can have this relationship to God to make it happen. So therefore, over to 1 John, we have this fellowship. And sliding over, if I can, to chapter 5. And you will notice, please, what are we going to say? Very, very simply, verse 12. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Well, that's right, simple as that. We receive this Lord as our Savior. So he's the light of the world, in him is no darkness at all. So as I'm looking, and God's saving me, God's cleansing me, God's keeping me, and that's how we're going to go. And that's what we're doing. God, the steps, the life I now have, live, you live as a believer, it's his life. It's the same old life, but it's a new life, a wonderful life that you're going to outwork. A journey. The rest of your journey, get saved with God down the corridor of time. And God has a wonderful plan to make it work out, no question. But the world, the enemy is there. Evil is there, absolutely. Does it want any of it to happen? Nothing's going to happen. The world hates anything of God and his grace toward you and his goodness toward you and his wonderful, and your wonderful enjoyment of his person. Even your old nature resists that. So you have to what? Reckon yourself, how do you overcome your lousy old nature that doesn't want to enjoy God? Reckon yourself what? Dead, indeed unto sin, and alive unto God. In Christ, you gotta reckon yourself dead. That's a decision you make, hold it. That's my old nature in me. And my old nature doesn't call the shots anymore. I am crucified with Christ. It's very, very active even now in our life, but the blood of Jesus Christ is cleansing us, so we're able to charge right forward into the, make believe you're out of the room and you're outside, and you're able to charge. Think of Hebrews 10:19-20. We come boldly, 4:16 and 10:19-20. We come boldly to the throne of grace. Now, how can you come to the throne of grace, to God, face to face? Because he forgave my sin. He died on the cross. That's why. And the blood of Jesus Christ, so my hand goes into the Holy of Holies, and it can't get, no one can get into the Holy of Holies. But my hand can, and so can yours if you're saved, because the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. And I can get right smack in there, and so can you. And what did you do to get in there? Nothing. All you did is believe. That's all you did. All you did is believe God to get in there. Wow. Now hang on. And thus, verse 13, while you're reading it, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you might know, K-N-O-W, not like first grade, second grade, but just know, just plain old know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. God, so, you know. So that's what we know. We just know it. That's all. Do you know, I need to know I'm saved like that. I need to know I can walk with God like that. Face to face, face to face. Chapter 4. So when I go and walk to God like that, and look to God in chapter 4, picking up, if I may, you will catch it in verse 4, chapter 4, 1 John, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try, put to the test, the proof of spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And there's all kinds of evil and false, and we're going to look at that. You have to be careful what God allows to be put on the table, and you have to check it, because the devil's busy trying to put stuff on that table. That's what he's doing. He's trying to get stuff on the table, so get your eyes off of the table. You look at the table. Ah, God, you trick us. That's true. Now, having said that, so here we are looking at God in the Spirit of God, evil enemies all around us. So therefore, what are we going to do? Well, who's the chief ruler, father, the God, little g, of all of the system? The whole ball of wax, every bad angel, every human being that's unsaved. Who's their God? Satan. But, chapter 4, as you know, we are, verse 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So, God, we have a wonderful relationship, and when we walk with you face to face, looking to you in our heart, we receive you as our Savior, and he that hath a Son hath life. And as we're going, God, we have fellowship, walking in the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ is cleansing us from all sin. So there's, what do you got against him? What do you got to hinder any of this? It's all positive. The whole thing is positive as you go. God covered the bases. You bring up the problem and God covered the base. So you can run. So you can walk. So you can go down the corridor of time in a most wonderful way. In the light of God's table with all the enemies there. And if we took time to Psalm 23, just to turn the Bible, Psalm 23, and you'll remember, and in picking up Psalm 23, going to verse 5, thou preparest the table before me in my presence, in the presence of mine enemies. So here's all my enemies. The word enemies is a participle, an opponent, someone who opposes you. Someone who opposes you, verb, is opposing you. The opposer is opposing you. The adversary is coming after you. He's coming after you. He's coming. So what's he going to do? And my enemies, God, I got a table right in front of me, and the enemy is there, the adversary, trying to do anything and everything to get rid of my face-to-face business with God, to get me to get sidetracked, look somewhere else, feel somewhere. Fear, control, conformity. God, to get us, the world wants to get us to look anywhere. To be caught up, to lose it. And we don't want to lose it, because it's our privilege to look at God's word. Not just God's word and nothing. Nothing. I want to look at God's word, and it comes back to me as it comes back, right back at me. Wow. Now, so having said that, looking at the table, God, here's my adversaries and all of that, and coming in, God, you want me to be face to face, and that's what our Lord was, face to face. Now he was, and his words and his works, they couldn't see. Remember the tabernacle, we did all this. And the tabernacle, that was the only thing they could see, is that outer skin, not a very pretty skin either. Looking at the outer skin of the tent, of the tabernacle, And they never could see inside. They never saw the table of showbread, never saw the candle lampstand, never saw the altar of incense. Priests did, in and out, but the 2.5 million people didn't, so they didn't see. Nope. All they saw was the tent. And they didn't want to see face to face. And God said, therefore you won't. And when he was born in Bethlehem, Judea, he was born human flesh, and all they saw was his arms and hands and feet, just like they did. And they looked at him, and they thought he was just like them. And therefore they never saw. In the heart, he was God inside. But they never saw that. They couldn't understand that. They didn't believe it. So what did he do? He showed his works and his words. So his works and his words were the evidence of his wonderful person. Over to John chapter 14. And then John chapter 14. And you would recall all kinds of ways to see it. And recall, the Lord Jesus Christ only showed his words and works. And so here, picking up, if I can, chapter 14, in verse 10. Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, 14:10. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, and unto you. I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. If there's no one can do what I can do, healings and feeding 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 people, healing thousands of people, heal them like that, whatever they got. I mean, I got to tell you, I think it was, but they didn't see it. They didn't catch it. Now, God, you did that. That's right, his works. Now, God, so when they look at the church, his body, here we are, and all they see is us sitting here on the prayer meeting, and here we are just in flesh and blood. And here we are looking to God. Just ordinary people. Uh-huh, that's all. Just ordinary people. They go to school and work and home and all the different things that we do. No question, we do them. Yep, we do them. But, you know, we're different. Yep, all they see is the outside. Nah. But, God, what are you doing? I'm doing a wonderful thing. I'm going to go, and I'm going to evidence who's inside of you. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So when I receive the Son as my Savior, that's the big evidence that's going to be there, the evidence that's going to show. Okay, so here's the evidence going to show. Now, how are you going to show the evidence? Because they don't believe. I'm going to show my words and my works. So they're going to go and look at my word, and they're going to have a unique relationship to me, and they're going to look to my word. And as they look to my word, I'm going to make my word real, because I'm real, and I said it in the first place. So I'm in the presence of God who said it. And when I'm reading and looking to God and trust and believing God, it's going to turn around and shine on my face. And it's going to read. So I look. So I'm face to face. Make my face, the healing health of your saving grace is in my face. It's in your face, God. Uh-huh. Now. And so in the process, chapter 14, God, what are you going to do? You know what? We did all of this at least a little bit. John chapter 14, verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works, greater than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So God, how are they going to say? I'm going to do a wonderful work. And they're going to see my works. They're looking to see the works. Over to You know it. Philippians. Do it. Philippians. The works. Watch it come together each time. It'll finally sink in. God, what are you doing? What's the evidence that we're saved? Well, we're going to act saved. We're going to think saved. We're going to look to God and believe Him. We're going to believe His Word. It's face to face with God. So we don't have to go and go through some statue or some ritual or some prayer wheel. No, sir. We're straightway. Straightway. Can't get closer. Face to face. Person to person. Heart to heart. In fellowship with you, God. We don't know. Just because of you. That's why the fellowship exists. Jesus Christ makes that relationship work because we're new creatures in Christ. Christ has found a home in our heart. We find a home in your heart, God. So here we are. So God looking to you. And in Philippians, what are we going to do? Verse 12, as you know, chapter 2, we're going to work out our end of the verse. You're going to work out your own salvation. So what are you going to do tonight, tomorrow, and the next day? Work, home, school. You're going to enjoy your relationship to God, I hope, and practice it a little more intelligently and biblically, and you're going to practice it, and you're going to go. And as you go and outwork, all of it's going to happen in a most wonderful way. And God, you learn to walk in the light, it's His light, He steps, and you do the dishes, what you're doing, and you do drive your car and do your homework and whatever you have to do at work, you do everything. That's what you do. And do it as unto the Lord. And you do it to the glory of God. And God, there you are. And you're showing what? You're showing a relationship to God. They can't see it. All they see is what you do. They see how you do it. And you have a unique relationship to God. And God's going to do what? As you do. You're doing the normal things, eating and drinking, that's right, to the glory of God. God, what are you doing? Verse 13, chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. So God's busy doing. You don't make Him do. He does. You don't help Him. You don't help God. You don't have a great feeling, a little feeling coming down your elbow and it rides down your elbow and tickles your ear. Thank you, God. No, nothing. Zero. Yeah, that doesn't mean you couldn't have something. No, it just means zero. Zero. No, I'm not trusting God. That's what I'm doing. And looking to God, God's going to outwork it. And so therefore, everyone's looking at me as I do the dishes and drive the car and go to work and school. That's what I do. Looking to God, trusting God to help me in each thing I do as best I can do it. Trusting God to outwork His will in His steps, in His way. God, you have to protect me, help me from the evil and the enemy. That's what you have to do. And God, which worketh in me both to will and to do of His good, wonderful, wonderful pleasure. Now, having said that, over God's wonderful works, over if you would to Ephesians. And in Ephesians in chapter 2, you're going to recall about this business of works and working out things. God's going to show His wonderful working in you. That's what He's going to do. God's working in you. Now, what's God working in you? Chapter 2 and verse 10, you'll recall, for we are His workmanship, God's workmanship, created. How did it happen? We're created new creatures in Christ Jesus. And what are we created for? In order to show good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We should walk. Walk in the light as He is in the light, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from all sin. So as you're walking in the light and going down, you're trusting God. That's what you're doing. And as you're trusting God, God's going to outwork what? His wonderful plan for your life. That's why He created you. We've shared that 5,000 times. That's why He created you. That's why He died for you. That's why you received Him as your Savior, to be able to enjoy face to face with God as you go down the corridor of time. That's what it's about. Simple as that. Don't lose the 2 Corinthians 11:3. Don't lose the simplicity that is in Christ. It's a wonderful, wonderful, simple, awesome, awesome, most profound, most simple relationship you could ever dream of. person to person, heart to heart, face to face, head to head. Ah, now, so all of these good works you have, so you're going to outwork them in the life. So as I let God, so I'm working out God's so clear salvation in my heart, God's working it. What's he doing? He's outworking his wonderful plan as I take my steps, as I go down his way, in the middle of the times that are in his hands, I'm going down the corridor at this time in history. Now, over in closing, if you would. Well, not quite, almost closing, almost chapter 3 first, and tie it together. Chapter 3, and picking up and directly, if I can, in verse 19. Now unto him that is able, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all. Able to do exceeding abundantly above all. That we can ask. In other words, there's no way we can ever think, we can't use the right words to say anything. We can't think the right things because his thoughts are higher than the heavens. According, ask or think, according to the power that worketh in. God inside of you is outworking his wonderful will. And you aren't going to say, well, God, explain it to me. What's going to happen next week? How's the election going to go? How's this going to be? Well, God, you know all these things. But you're not going to tell me, because you couldn't get them anyway. There's 1,000 pieces. And you can't even handle the 2 or 3 pieces you understand about what you're doing at home, at school, at work. And you do the little bit you can, that's all you can do. Because you don't even have any idea of what the other people at work are thinking, do you? What other people are doing? What germs are floating in the air? You know. That's how your immune system, by the way, gets strong. You breathe, you don't even mean to. I don't choose which germs to breathe, do you? No, they just come. And your immune system is made to and works and works and works. So you've got a problem, then you have to deal with it. But works and works. That's how you build it up. That's how you build your immune system. Wow. Now, so God, you're going to do that above all that we can ask or think. In closing, God, you're going to do it. You're able to do it. So therefore, what can I expect if I'm looking to God, 2 Corinthians, and picking up, if I can, 2 Corinthians and chapter 9 for a moment, and you'll pick it up, and you know it. It's the light of giving. God, you're a wonderful giver, generous. You aren't stingy in any way. Verse 8, but God is able to make all grace abound. Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. John 1:14. Jesus Christ in you is God's wonderful answer for everything in your life. He is the saving health in your life. Do you understand? I'm looking at his face. And God, as I look, God, I'm looking to you, God, looking to you, and as I look, God, thank you, you said it, thank you, and as I'm looking to you and thanking you, God, make it all work, and all of a sudden, that shining health comes to my face, and my face, enjoys God's saving health, God's wonderful being, his wonderful person outworked in my life. Now, having said that, verse 8, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always, having all, sufficiency, always enough, in all things may abound to every good work. It's God's wonderful will, one step at a time. Go down the corridor of time. You're going to go to bed tonight, or somewhere, maybe. And in the process, you get ready for bed and go to bed, one step at a time. And God, you're going to outwork it all. You haven't even got there yet. If the morning's going to come, God, if I should wake before I die, God, take care of tomorrow. And God, here we are, looking to you, one step at a time. And God, what are you doing? Well, I'm going to make all grace abound. Not some grace. Let's say it another way, God. The Lord Jesus said, God said, my son in you is going to do his wonderful will that he has in mind, not you have in mind, that he has in mind to please me, said the Father, in your life when you go to bed. That's what he's going to practice. As you go night-night, he's going to practice his wonderful will for your life. Not you're going to practice it so much. He's going to practice it. He is your will. He is God's will for your life. And he is the life that you're now living. And that's what the world needs to see. They aren't going to see it outside. But, you're face to face. What gives you that attitude? What gives you that kind of thing? God does. God does in his wonderful work, in his wonderful way. God does it. It's an awesome thing.